Good morning. Time for a cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. On the program today, we have Thomas Goombay. He is the chairman of the American Indian Exposition coming up here at the end of the month. So, Thomas, good to have you on the show today.
Good morning, George. How are you today, sir?
It's a beautiful day, and can't wait for the expo. It's a great event, and this is going to be the 90th year this year. So, we'll get to that in a moment, but we want to thank our Cool Conversation sponsors, as we normally do, and they are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma. So, usually in the summertime, the expo, but a few changes this year, Thomas.
Yes, sir. There was a snafu with our carnival, but everything's online. Next year, it'll be during the summertime in August. The tradition goes. We had to push it back because what's a fair without a carnival? And that's what we focused on, the children. So we're going to bring it back. This year will be at the end of October, but 2026, we will be in August. And the 90th American Indian Exposition Convening Board is pleased to announce that the expo, a significant milestone in our tradition, will take place from October 29th to November 1st. Our theme and slogan this year is Thunder, celebrating the powerful impact of our cultural heritage. It's a moment of pride for all of us, a chance to celebrate our rich history and traditions. Our commitment to safety and enjoyment remains unwavering and paramount. The American Indian Celebrity of the Year is MC1, and our Expo Artist of the Year is Stephen Paul Judd.
A lot of activities are happening, and I know the Expo Board has been working on this since last year, pretty much.
Everybody has got a piece of the pie and making things happen, and I greatly appreciate our Prince's directors. They're as raising funds for our exposition, and appreciate the First State Bank of Anadarko, as well as Cool 105.5.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the Expo Board. Who are the officers besides yourself, Chairman?
Well, the Vice President is Mr. Tanner Maseet. Our Secretary is Misty Buente. Our Treasurer is Mr. Alan Yegu, and yours truly, the president or chairman.
They've been meeting at least weekly over the last several months for sure. So just a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot, I guess.
Yes, sir. Yes, make sure all our ducks are in a row.
Right. Of course, it kind of starts with a big parade on the 29th, and it's one of the longest parades I've ever been involved in or seen. It's amazing.
Yes, we are starting the parade on Wednesday the 29th. At 10 a.m. And at the beginning of the year when we worked this, I worked it out with the Army Band and the helicopter aviation unit. But I received an email. The aviation unit could not do a flyover, and I received an email the other day. The band, because of the government shutdown, they're unavailable, so we had to take them off the block. But it's a big event. Everyone's involved. It's a community event, and all the local businesses involved from here to Fort Collins, to Carnegie, to Mountain View, to even to Hobart, you know, and then going north to Gracemont, Binger, and Hinton, south down to Apache and Elgin and Lawton, even Cache.
So, how many tribes represented in the expo overall?
There are 14 tribes.
14.
Yes, sir. And the hub, the seven tribes, the Kiowa, Comanche, Apache, the Wichita, Caddo, Delaware, and the Fort Sill Apache are the main hub of the exposition.
And all based right here in southwest Oklahoma.
That is correct, sir.
So the parade starts at 10. Is there a grand marshal?
A grand marshal. We are still working on that. There was a few ideas, but we haven't been able to get in contact with them.
Well, let us know as soon as you can,
so we can pass
that along for,
yes, sir,
for sure. So, and a long parade, it starts on Main Street, almost by the fairgrounds, right? Pretty much.
Pretty close. Yeah. By the Philomathic Museum is the starting point, and it goes all the way down across First.
Goes west on Main Street.
Yeah, west to all the way to 3rd Street, southwest 3rd, and then we
turn around to like a courthouse or something. Is that pretty close?
Yes,
right,
sir.
Around that area.
And then we do a left. We go back south for a block and come back on Broadway.
It's about at least an hour, isn't it?
At least an hour.
Yeah. So
at least an hour parade.
A lot of pageantry, riding groups will be there. princesses in their regalia.
And, yes, sir. And we do have a parade contest.
There'll be some float winners and things of that nature. That,
yes, and then you can always, if you want to know what it is, our Facebook page, American Indian Exposition 1935. And we have all our flyers there.
Very important to put that 1935 in there.
Yes, that's so correct. That's correct,
the,
sir.
The first year for the event, always held in Anadarko, right?
Yes, sir.
Get a lot of artists from New Mexico, Arizona coming in, right?
A lot of local artists.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of local artists, and all the way from Mr. Harvey Pratt all the way to Osage Country. It's pretty local, and we reached out, and I managed to get our Artist of the Year, Mr. Stephen Paul Judd, who happens to be Kiowa and Choctaw, and he's more of a 21st century American Indian artist, and he got a lot of keen artwork.
He's a director, Hollywood, and he's got a Netflix series going on right now and some Disney stuff. That's pretty nice.
Yes, sir. And right now, you know, he's currently out of Santa Fe. He's doing the Dark Wind Season 4 on location. He won't be with us on Wednesday, but he's flying in that night, and then he'll be with us Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Now, will there be some ceremonies honoring the two men?
Yes, during the evening events, there will be.
Each night, there'll be something? Or will they be
probably the last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We are talking to Thomas Goombay. He's the chairman of the American Indian Exposition. It's coming up in Anadarko, October 29th through November the 1st. Let's take a short break. We'll have more details of what will be going on when we come back on our cool conversation. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on the cool conversation. Thomas Goombay, chairman of the American Indian Exposition. So there's something going on every night at the Caddo County Fairgrounds. Let's talk about the first night. What's going to be happening on that Wednesday night?
The first night is going to be our grand entry. We'll start at 7, and we have a Tiny Tots contest, the junior categories and the golden age categories. And Thursday, we'll have our grand entry at 7 p.m., and our teens category, our red dress special, our special ability special, and our National Fancy Dance Championship. And I want to emphasize on our disability contest, it's see the ability, not the disability. It's disability awareness special contest. We highly encourage and invite everyone to attend that night.
How can they sign up if they want to be in that? Can they do that?
Yes, the point of contact is going to be Mr. Tanner Maseet. Email is AmericanIndianExpo1935@gmail.com. American Indian Expo 1935 is all one word @gmail.com, and Mr. Tanner Maseet is the point of contact. His number is 405-933-4838.
We might also mention that traditionally the fancy dance competition is on Saturday night, but it had to be moved this year.
Yes, traditionally it's on our weekend night, but support and not contest with our Choctaw Nation brothers and sisters, our next competition will be on Thursday, our fancy war dance.
And that'll be about 7 o'clock or so.
That's going to start at 7 o'clock as well.
And then the Choctaw powwow is going to be Friday and Saturday?
The weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. I want to talk about there's going to be some vendors on hand at the fairgrounds when they come out.
Yes, we're going to have plenty of vendors, our food vendors, and our point of contact is myself. My number is 405-600-8627, and the email is AmericanIndianExpo1935@gmail.com. Also, Mr. Tanner Maseet is our point of contact, and his number was provided earlier, 405-933-4838.
Now, there's a drum contest, too, at some point?
Yes, there's going to be a drum contest, and that's going to be Friday and Saturday. Friday's going to be the women's category, and then Saturday's going to be our gourd dance. So come on out from 2 to 6 at the grandstand area and come get your dance on. We're going to have a gourd dance from 2 to 6. Our grand entry will be at 7, and we're going to have men's categories and our final of the drum contest. We are going to have our Indian Expo Teepee Contest. The registration closes the 27th at 5 p.m. Your teepees must be set up by Wednesday, October 29th by 9 p.m. Judging day will be Friday, October 31st at 11 p.m. The teepee will be judged on the presentation. There's no limit on the amount of individuals you have setting your teepee up, and only one teepee per registry. First place is $1,000, second place is $700, third place $500, fourth place $400. And again, the email is AmericanIndianExpo1935@gmail.com. Phone number 405-933-4838.
Oh, and we got to mention the carnival.
The carnival will be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And, you know, what's a fair without a carnival? That's why we're having it at the end of the month, this month.
We're glad they could come back and be part of the expo for sure. So we want to mention that... daytime events, of course, the carnival ride, you can get armbands, I'm sure, and things like that. But if they want to come over and check out the vendor booth and the arts and crafts, that's free.
Yes.
But the programs at night at the grandstand, there's an admission fee for that.
Yes, yes. And it's small, and that's what pays for our maintenance. You know, we got our maintenance crew out there picking up the trash, cleaning things up, make sure we're clean and good to go.
Thomas, thanks for coming out and being on the show today. Excited about the 90th Annual American Indian Exposition coming up October 29th through November the 1st. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks to all of you for tuning into our Cool Conversation program today. And a big shout out to our sponsors as well. And they include Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems.